All right, there it is. Some 9-inch nails. What, did we give away the beginning of the next one?
I think so. That was a quick transition between songs.
With their song Closer, the Madonna remix right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. Now, we're talking here with Jade and Katrina from Roxanne's. And we're going through the best songs right here. Each person's top songs that they would strip to.
That's right.
Now we were damn good selection so far.
Again, as I said before, we're learning a lot tonight.
Yeah.
I feel that this is a very educational experience. And one of the things we were talking about was, are you allowed to play whatever you want? And Katrina was talking about how Ontario differs, or no, not necessarily Ontario, but Roxanne's differs from your experience out west.
It differs from my experience in any strip club. Most strip clubs have specific restrictions on, some of them it's like hardcore rap, some of them it's like metal, some of them it's like swearing. It just really depends where you're working. Whereas Roxanne's has given us a lot of license because they feel that if we feel sexy dancing to it, then we are going to perform our best. Mm-hmm. And they want us to feel good dancing. They ask us to keep consideration for the age of our crowd, for the kind of room we're playing to keep it upbeat a little bit so people don't get sleepy and bored while they're watching.
Which only makes sense for you, too, because then the happier people are and the more into it they are, the more money you're going to make anyways.
Absolutely. Right. Totally agree. Yeah.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah. So you get kind of like a personalized, like, not personalized, but more of a window into the person as you hear their selection at Roxanne's as opposed to anywhere else.
There you go.
It's your
selection. I don't
know
what that says about me because I've danced to Monty Python, Adam Sandler.
Well, you've got a wide range of...
Exactly. That speaks to your taste in music. Also, I would assume your sense of humor. There you go.
Yeah, if you can't laugh at yourself, you can't laugh at anyone else.
There you go.
You have to have a good sense of haha.
All right, well, we've come full circle on the first round here of the four-way battle. I'm going to go over. DJ Adrock has played Girl Talk, Play Your Part, Part 1. Katrina has played Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. DJ Steele, I've played Bob Log the Third, Drunk Stripper. And Jade, what you just heard was Nine Inch Nails, Closer.
The Madonna remix.
The Madonna remix, right here on Sound FM.
Now, Steele and I used to, we frequent a lot of rock and roll shows, and we also used to play in a band as well. And one thing that irks us also irks you, and that's not clapping.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to love the girl that's on stage, but you should at least show your appreciation at the end of a song in the form of... And I think that that's really important because some people will get either wrapped up in a performance, be so like dazzled by the girl and her show, her costume, her
mesmerized.
Music, whatever. Mesmerized, good word. And forget to clap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think sometimes, particularly with the really young crowd, they don't realize how important it is to applaud for someone who is performing. We're working our butts off.
And you know what? I think that's a generational thing because recently I went to a show and like people were right into it. And like it was a younger crowd and people were like dancing and really, really enjoying the band and whatnot. And like nobody clapped at the end of the songs. And it was funny. One of my friends said, they're probably not clapping. They're probably just busy tweeting about it. Like, that was a great tune.
It's you possible.
Know, so everyone has
totally
to check their
possible.
Twitter feed.
I never even thought about that. The DJ always jokes that they're masturbating under the counter if they are not clapping their hands, which usually gets them to pull their hands out and clap for a few seconds.
But it is.
It's just good manners.
It is. Exactly. And it shows the appreciation to the girls that are dancing as well as, you know, somebody who's in a band who just performed.
Yeah.
Say thank you.
There you go. Yeah. See, we're
just
finding out the etiquette,
just
too.
Thank you.
The same.
Yeah,
I think it's important to remember too, a girl who doesn't do as much on stage, I've been doing my job for quite a long time, I don't want to say how long, but quite a long time, and I do quite a lot of pole work, and I'm pretty established at what I do, and I get a lot of people come up to me and go, you're so much better than these girls, and I'm thinking, well, most of these girls have only been dancing 6 months to 2 years, and I've been doing my job quite a lot longer, so of course they're not doing what I'm doing because they haven't had as much time to learn what I'm doing, but they're doing the best show that they can do.
There you go.
And you should appreciate the amount of effort and how hard it is to do what they're doing, which is kind of why I want to give away this prize pack. I think if a few girls come in and try a pole class, they will realize how much harder it is to do what we do than they think it is.
There you go.
All right. So again, to win this prize pack. One way that we're doing it is you can go to www.monoamonoradio.com. Just type it in the contact. I said it right that time. Oh, yeah.
No, you did say it right.
Monoamonoradio?
Radio.com, yep. Type it in. There's a contact form that goes right to us, emails right to us, and you can win your prize pack.
And you can see stuff like that.
That's right.
That's great.
That is really
that's great. Okay, as much as I've enjoyed talking to you guys,
we
got to speed up because we got
more tracks.
Yeah, we've only got about half an hour left. So I'm going to play my knockout punch, which is going to be Lovage Stroke Erase from the album Songs to Make Love to Your Old Lady By.
That's awesome.
And yeah, this was like the first song that came to mind as soon as I knew we were going to do this theme. So here we go. This is Lovage with Stroker Ace here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono y Mono.
You're done, can I come with you?
All right, we're back. Some Lovage right there with their song Stroker Ace. Right there on Sound FM, and you're getting the...
I got them all hot and bothered with that selection.
That one is a good selection, I'm hearing.
Definitely.
Based on that, I think I've won already.
It was kind of hot, but I don't think you won.
No. Well, I don't know.
Come on. See Madonna, about that. That Madonna remix of Closer, seriously?
Yeah.
No.
And your first song? Not so
much. Oh, yeah, they were saying that was your first song was
first
too difficult.
The first one, two thumbs down.
Second song, two thumbs up.
Now the gloves come off. Once, you know, when I first asked you, you're like, yeah, it was a good song.
No. You're saying your first song, two thumbs down. Your second song, two thumbs up.
No, I know, but earlier when I said, what did you think about it? It's a good song.
Yeah,
but
it's
now
a
that
song,
you're comfortable
not a strip song.
In the environs here in Sound FM.
It's a good song. No, we were hemming and hawing
about your first song.
They were saying there's too many switches. You need to be a pro.
It was a good song.
And I'm a pro, that's why I'm saying it.
We were trying to give you
encouragement.
Constructive criticism.
Yes.
They don't want you to drop out on the first day.
All right.
Gotta keep at it. Gotta keep at it. I mean, my first day dancing, it was Bon Jovi and Prince. So, I mean, we all come a long way, right?
That's true. Okay. All right. Like I said, we gotta speed on. So,
we're gonna move along a bit quicker now. So, we're.
All right. So, my second song selection.
Wait, before you say that, talk about your stuff again in your prize packs.
Okay. So, on top of the Impact Movement class package, so there are I have a prize pack for boys and a prize pack for girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one for each of them. And the prize pack for boys is the three classes for Impact Movement. On top of that, I'm including some Fan Chicks merchandise.
That's the other thing.
Fan Chicks is a cosplay parody and live performance company, and we're launching a website in the next couple of weeks called fanchicks.com, spelled FANCHIX.com.
Okay.
If you go to the webpage right now, there's a very cute animated picture that says, "You caught us with our panties down," with a link to our Facebook page, and you can come over there and check out some of the artwork and our models.
For those people who don't know, what's a coscom party?
Cosplay is short formed of costumed play. It's the kind of stuff that you would see at, say, Comic-Con.
Okay.
So that's girls in costumes from your favorite comic books, sci-fi, fantasy, video game, horror movies, that kind of stuff. So
gotcha.
We already shot Star Wars, DC, Marvel, and the Orion Slave Girls from Star Trek, and a Magic the Gathering series. We have coming up this year a Sailor Moon series, a Final Fantasy series, a Stargate series.
I want to be Sailor Moon.
Right? I think that you would make an excellent Sailor Moon. I think you make an excellent Sailor Moon, but that's our Out West shoot.
Yeah.
On our East Coast team, we're going to be shooting Resident Evil, Sucker Punch, and Assassin's Creed and Borderlands.
Cool.
Wow. So yeah, I'm a big fan of Borderlands Moxie.
Mm-hmm.
I called dibs on that character like the moment that we decided we were doing that script because it's so hot. And
are you a gamer as well, Katrina?
I am a gamer.
Oh, both of you.
Yeah.
Two gamers.
Jade is a closet gamer more than
Don't tell anybody.
She's so sexy, though. It's totally fine for her to play video games. She doesn't understand how cool it is that she's so super hot and plays video games. So for our Fan Chicks part, I've added a couple of our bookmarks with our fairy, devil, and alien girls on them. Posters from two of the photo shoots. For the girls, I included Sirens of the Night, which is our DC comic series, which is an all-girl cast, including Batwoman, who is a super hot lesbian superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And for our guys, we did Slut Castle, Lust on the Inside, which is our Star Wars parody, which I get to play the Wookiee for, which is awesome. And I get to... and I get to manhandle Slave Leia, which is probably the coolest thing ever.
Nice.
Oh, and look at that. Jade is showing me her boobies. Okay. Included with that,
yet?
And yeah, terribly distracted. Oh, that's awful. Oh my god, boobs in the face. So, included with that also is a Fan Chicks tank top for the girls and a Fan Chicks t-shirt for the guys. The Fan Chicks t-shirt for the guys is large size. Oh, she's putting her head in my lap. And a medium tank top for the girls. Oh, she is such a bad, bad girl.
Is this distracting?
It is terribly distracting. Okay, so on to song selection.
Yeah,
And I think this is kind of fitting at this moment. I picked Pony by Genuine, which is actually the very first song Impact Movement choreographed our chair dance to, which is like a pseudo lap dance for a partner, but you're performing it all by yourself. So it is really fun to watch, or if you can manage to be the dude sitting in the chair, really fun to have performed on you.
Sweet.
We've adapted that now at Impact into like a regular workout class. So you actually exercise and then learn a routine. When we originally did it, it was just a class where you could come in and learn how to do something hot for your guy. But this song is grind your boyfriend, hot, dirty kind of song.
Bend and your girlfriend over the desk.
That's right. Spank the hot girl. terrible. All right, so this is Pony by Genuine.
Here on 100.3 Sound FM, mono a mono.
I'm just a bachelor. I'm looking for a partner. Someone who knows how to ride. Without even falling off, gotta be kind of slow. Takes me to my limits, girl. When I freak you off, I promise that you won't wanna get off.
All All right, we're back here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. Now, that last track there was Katrina's choice. It was genuine with the song Pony. Right there.
Very hot.
The follow-up, that was the, I forget what it's called, the blanket
song.
Blanket song.
Mm-hmm. Another, that's what you'd need to be playing in round two is your knockout punch. Because be your knockout punch on stage, correct, ladies?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, round two is the knockout punch?
When I was first competing as an exotic dancer, because they have stripper competitions, like Miss Teen Canada, which is running in Alberta right now. Good luck, ladies. I was told by a veteran dancer that your floor show, so your blanket song, is the thing that the judge remembers about your show. How you first walked out, what costume you were wearing, they remember that. And they remember what you were doing for your floor show. So your floor show has to blow people away. It has to be really, really good. Because that is the last thing that they see you do. That's how they judge you. And for customers buying dances, that's the last thing they saw you do. And that's how they're going to remember you and want to buy dances.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So how do you make a blanket song memorable?
I wrap both my legs around my head.
That would do it.
Yeah.
Jade?
I don't want to give away my secrets.
Oh, come on.
I have this really nice ass shake. It's a floor move. It's a floor
She has one of the most beautiful ass shakes I have ever seen. And when she's doing it, she makes this really, really sexy porno face. You actually have to see it in order to understand.
Le meow, le purr.
All right, mama.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
I don't know if my second song is going to live up to it here. I was going through a bunch of them, and I don't feel like any of them are really living up to these ones that you guys are playing.
So how did you figure out your second song then?
Well, I didn't know there was these things like blanket songs and stuff like that. And
do you want to borrow my extensive list of awesome songs?
Well, I was going to go, I know the Yeah Yeah Yeah, so I was going to go with the Yeah Yeah Yeah's Down Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with that one, but okay. I was debating between the Bare Naked Ladies.
Because that's just funny.
Yeah.
I have actually danced to the Bare Naked Ladies, if that makes you feel any better.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have.
See? And my other one was...
Were you going to dance to Enid?
The Presidents of the United States of America when Naked and Famous? I don't know.
I've danced to that, too.
Do your research, Steel.
I have a question. So
go on.
This is a competition on, you know, songs and, you know, what you would strip to. So when you're picking your music, are you picking it, you know, for men?
Or yeah, I'm picking it for me.
That's what you would use these songs yourself. If you were gonna take off your clothes and you know, do a little bit.
Or have done.
You have
whatever.
Done. Okay.
I think her question was, were you doing that for men or for women?
Yeah.
Oh, Emma, are we stripping for men?
No.
Yeah, who's your audience?
Is this your personal selection of what you would strip to?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just clarification.
Yeah. Okay.
So the song you're playing next, you would strip to this one?
No, see, I had a different idea. I just thought that these would be a good song for someone else. I didn't know. But
no, then that's true. Like,
and that's valid.
Initially, it was supposed to be the best songs to strip to. I changed my list to the songs that I would want to strip to.
Yeah. And if I were there, I would want to hear the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, I think. Yeah, so I'm gonna. That's what I'm going to go with.
Do it, man.
Let's do it.
All right. So I'm going to go with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Down Boy. Right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono!
Take a sip, take a cut.
Time. As soon as I turned the mics on, you said that.
All right, you're listening to Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono, and we're going through the top songs right here that to strip to.
That's right.
We've got Katrina and Jade from Roxanne's here, and they've got a whole plethora of songs, and I really think that we're covering, other than my selections. Actually, that last
track was actually kind of awesome. The girls' vocals are very sensual and very sexy, and would have really made an awesome blanket song.
See, well, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
And I even got a blanket song now.
Yeah. There you go.
The Yas is a good choice. I like Yas.
Sweet. All right, and we've gone through a whole ton. So if there's prospective dancers out there, take note, because these are some of the best tracks to do it to.
Okay, real quick, Jade, your business again is?
My business again is iCandyPromotions.com.
And we've got giveaways.
Yeah, we have giveaways. I have some posters to leave here, so if anybody wants to come here that you know and take one, or come to Roxanne's and ask, you can get one there. I also have business cards that I left here with $50 off your next event.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then do you have a website?
Yeah, iCandyPromotions.com.
There we go.
So anything that you need for hot, pretty girls, for any event, anytime, we're totally in.
All right. And as we said, you guys are from Roxanne, so thanks for coming. We don't have a lot of time. We've only got 10 minutes before your last song, Jade. Does Roxanne's have a website?
Roxanne's does have a website, and you can actually contact Roxanne's for both of our businesses as well, because they have our stuff on website there too.
Yeah, awesome. And Roxanne's is on Facebook.
All right, and we've got free passes, I think, to
loads
give away.
Of them.
Loads of them.
Loads and loads of free passes.
So contact us, www.monoamonoradio.com, or go to us, find us on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and contact us, and we'll give you prizes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jade, what do you got?
All right.
It's your knockout punch, your blanket song.
All right. It's not a blanket song.
What? It's not a blanket song, but this song is epic. I'm sorry, but it's epic.
You really have to listen to the words to this song, but it's called My Girlfriend is a Dancer by David Moore.
Nice. All right.
It's not my blanket, though.
So we've had Jade and Katrina here from Roxanne's, and this is My Girlfriend is a Titty Dancer by...
David Moore
here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
A titty dancer. talk to those other guys, and she really knows how to lie. She never comes home to me, she's always lying on that ecstasy. When I see her face, it makes me sick. I swear to God, I'ma kill this bitch. I waited her way after two, and she shows up with another dude. My girlfriend is a dancer. She's a dancer. My girlfriend is a dancer. A titty dancer. When I'm walking in the bar, she's on stage like a porno star. This bartender's telling me that she's giving head frequently. She's off work, now we're driving home. She counts her money while she's on the phone. And then she asks me if I wanna play. And now we're headed for a three-way. My girlfriend is a dancer. She's a dancer. A titty dancer. Ooh, shake your thing, girl. Let me see your body move. Ooh, shake your thing, girl. Let me see your body move. You know what you're doing to me. Yeah. I said, you know what you're doing to me. My girlfriend is a dancer. She's a dancer. My girlfriend is a dancer. A titty dancer. Now I'm waking up from this, and I feel like my head's a mess. Another morning, another friend, and now they want sex again. You see, this happens all the time. Looks like now, yeah, this girl is mine. I guess this is the life I lead. I guess this is the life I need. My girlfriend is a dancer. She's a dancer. Friend is a